News Radio 92.3 Think Local. With three local hosts every weekday and a dedicated local newsroom, no other station covers local issues like what's going on with the progress of Three Mile Bridge or the Pensacola Beach sign, the homeless population in Pensacola, overcrowding of animal shelters in Santa Rosa County, the latest drama of the e-scooters, traffic warnings and storm coverage, and more. Your local news station is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, lots of things going on here today on a Thursday. Let's get started with some of the top stories. The Justice Department has been ordered to release the redacted Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit. So this is the affidavit that led to the search warrant. They were going to release it, but then they felt like it was going to compromise their current investigation. And so then they announced that if they do, it would be redacted, and it could be heavily redacted, so much so that it may not even be worth seeing. But despite that, they've been ordered to go ahead and submit it. Release it to the public. President Zelensky of Ukraine says that a radiation accident was narrowly avoided at Ukraine nuclear power plant. It is occupied by the Russians, and it is back on the Ukraine grid after an outage, but it's controlled by Russians. President Biden and President Zelensky both together calling on Russia to return control of the nuclear power plant to Ukraine. Apparently, it's the first time in history a nuclear power plant has been taken off of the power grid, or this nuclear power plant has been taken off the power grid, and it came about after the bombs that were hitting it and the shelling and stuff like that. So, yeah, pretty bizarre right there. There is the IRS to refund $1.2 billion in late filing fees for nearly 1.6 million taxpayers. So basically for 2019, 2020, if you had late filings, they're going to go ahead and waive those or refund them. If you have already paid those late filing fees, then they'll go ahead and refund those. That's a pretty big story right there. Because there's actually some people I've talked to haven't filed, and the reason why they haven't filed is they're afraid of the late fees from the IRS. And so for them to waive that for 2019 through 2020, it's a pretty big deal. Some of the other top stories going on here. U.S. economy shrank by 0.6% in the second quarter. I did see a couple of different angles on this. Once again, we keep talking about, are we in a recession? Are we not in a recession? What's a recession? And I saw a couple of responses to this. So the GDP shrank by 0.26% in the second quarter, and I saw two responses. One response is signaling a potential recession. The other responses are technically in a recession. And then others are, No other data shows signs of recession. So it's like we talked about this before. Can you have an economic recession but not a labor recession? Can you have an economic recession labor recession and maybe not a housing recession, or vice versa? That's what it looks like to me. It looks like to me that we're starting to have a real estate recession, at least according to the National Home Builders Association. We have had 6 months of falling real estate prices nationwide. Certain places like us are insulated from that. We definitely have a GDP, a recession, economic recession. But labor recession? Nope. That doesn't look like that's even close to starting. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic in the fives.
No major slowdowns to report. We are seeing some slight delays due to the rain that we've had all day long. So use some caution on the interstates, I-10 and I-110. We had an accident at exit 10. This is onto Pensacola Boulevard. Looks like it's cleared up tremendously. You might still see a little bit of congestion getting off there. Again, that's in the westbound direction. But other than that, we're checking and clearing. You'll see your everyday traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, starting to form. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, checking in clear. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Of course, on Fridays, we like to cover jobs reports, but we do have the jobs numbers actually come out today. And so one of the things, U.S. job claims fell for the second week, which, remember, so I was talking about we're nowhere near a labor recession. Well, when jobless claims fall for the second week in a row, that's actually a sign of labor strength. The opposite of a labor recession. That'd be pretty good. Department of Homeland Security shut down disinformation board. Remember that whole thing? They're going to have the disinformation board, and people are just freaking out. Well, they just shut it down. Just close it down. Then Novak Djokovic is going to miss the U.S. Open. So the top tennis player in the world going to miss the U.S. Open. Why? Over vaccine restrictions. Ah, yes. Remember how the United States, we have multiple leaders like Marco Rubio, Senator Rick Scott, who have been pushing President Biden to eliminate the vaccine requirements for international travel. Well, this is here's an example. Top tennis player in the world will not get vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccinations, and therefore he is not allowed to travel to the United States, and therefore he will miss the U.S. Open. And finally, President Biden is looking to shore up DACA. DACA is the, deferment in action for children? I don't know. It's the thing where illegal immigrants bring their kids to America, and those kids get to stay. It was an executive order. And now the Biden administration is looking to formalize it and shield it from legal challenges and make it permanent. You can't do that without making it a bill, without making it a law, and sign it into law. But, I mean, there you go. This is what we're dealing with. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Top 20 News. Stick around.
Only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Tomorrow is the Cat Country Radiothon. That, of course, is where we have our sister station, Cat Country, 98.7. They have their fourth annual Radiothon, where this raises money for the Studer Family Children's Hospital. In fact, tomorrow's event is going to pay off something that we've been raising money for every year, and that is the neonatal transport unit. So they'll actually pay it off tomorrow, and it's going to do so in part with Wind Creek Casino and Hotel matching donations up to $20,000. And I may be doing the show from out there tomorrow. They just asked me just a little bit ago, can you do the show from Center Court of Cordova Mall? Yeah, sure. So we can put together the technical equipment. I may be doing the show out there. All funds raised during this year's event, like I said, will pay off the neonatal transport unit, so any donations will definitely help. Thank you to the miracle sponsors, Honto and Clark, champion sponsors, Gulfwinds Cares Foundation, and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and the Hope sponsors, International Paper and Florida Power and Light. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Top trending news this hour. A federal judge choosing to release a redacted affidavit in connection to a search that was conducted at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. That decision coming after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions today. Despite his decision, the judge said the government has proven parts of the affidavit should be kept under wraps. Florida judge now shutting down damage claims for hundreds of people that were looking to take advantage of the deadly Surfside collapse.
Miami Herald reports more than 450 claims were rejected after the attorney processing them found them to be fake. The judge is deciding how much to give victims after reaching a more than $1 billion settlement from the class action lawsuit back in June. The agreement was made exactly 1 year after Champlain Tower South collapsed and took 98 lives. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Well, the state of California planning to ban the sale of gasoline-powered vehicles by the year 2035. Now, they say all new vehicles sold in the state by 2035 may not emit any greenhouse gases, and their goal is 35% of their vehicles all being electric by 2026, 70% by 2030. Drivers, however, will still be able to drive any previously owned gasoline vehicles there and possibly purchase older ones as well. And Bobby, Governor Ron DeSantis, not a big fan of that student loan forgiveness plan.
It doesn't really make sense. It's not a way to really unify the country behind a shared purpose. It's really a very divisive policy because you're alienating people who went and did the right thing and paid off everything.
And the governor says there will even be doctors and lawyers who have their debt forgiven and paid by taxpayers.
Yeah, there's... You know, the thing about this is today, getting up the day after, the response I've had from people that I know has been all over the place. So far, nobody I really know has been really praising it because I've either had, well, this isn't fair. I paid off my student loans. You know, what about me? That's the number one thing I've gotten from a lot of people is I've already paid off my student loans. What about me? What happens to me? Then I've had the opposite, though, which is, well, only $10,000? People have student loans up to $50,000 and $60,000. $10,000 drop in the bucket. They need to do more.
Yeah.
And that's what I've had is, they need to do more. What's $10,000? That's nothing. I was like, really? Okay. That's like the opposite of what I'm hearing from other people going, you know, I paid off my student loans. How about me? And then, so it's, I think the best way to describe this is what Governor DeSantis said, in that this is a very divisive bill. This is not a, I'm going to bring America together. I'm going to unify us, which was, you know, what Biden campaigned on. And so instead, this is very divisive, very controversial. It's not something that everybody's going to be praising and like, oh, this is a wonderful thing. We should all get behind this. This is something everybody's like, what? This doesn't make any sense. So, but I don't. And the other thing I've been hearing is like, not sure how we legally can do it.
Right.
By, you know, and so it looks like there might be, and I mentioned this yesterday briefly, that there could be legal challenges to this that will stop it, which is probably why they said they'll get the application up sometime before December 31st, because that gives them, you know, almost 3.5 months or a little more than 3.5 months to try to come up with, you know, tamp down all the legal challenges and all that other stuff. So my guess is he's already figured out the legal challenges before he made this announcement. He's been trying to come up with the student loan forgiveness program of some sort since he got in office. And the reason why it's taking this long to make an announcement is because I think he had the lawyers trying to find how what they could do.
So, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned a few minutes ago about how some people are thinking it's not enough. I just did a search here. The average student loan debt across the U.S., $25,000.
Yeah, so you're getting close to half of your student loan debt taken care of. That sounds like a lot. So, but I mean, either way, I mean, I know if I was somebody who went to college, wasn't, but if I was, then I would be somebody who'd be like, I don't care if I got $100,000 in debt. You want to get rid of $10,000 of it? I'll take it. Like, I'm not going to complain. Is the way I would look
at it.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. So, there's a lot of people thinking that, I'm sure.
But I'm surprised that the people complain. It's not enough. I'm like, do you want the $10,000 or not? Like, you're the kind of person that needs to shut your pie hole and just take it. But I, like I said, I think there's going to be legal challenges to it, so we'll see what happens. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have some slow traffic throughout our area due to the wet roads. You'll see spotty traffic on 90 as well as I-10 westbound in between Pine Forest and I-110. pretty slow moving, nothing to slow you down too bad, but keep that in mind. And then due to the wet roads, we have a couple fender benders in the area that have just occurred. No major slowdowns because of it, but keep an eye out for West Fairfield Drive in North W Street, as well as West Michigan Avenue and Denver Avenue. This one is reported by FHP with a roadblock, so use some caution. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Good points right here. Here's one that says, when student loan debt isn't resolved, they're going to blame the Republicans right in time for the general election. Yeah. Problem is, I don't know. Is it independent? Who are the people that are rooting for this? Is it independents? Is it Republicans? Is it mostly Democrats? Is it a mix of all? Another text here says, it's like bankruptcy for student loans. They agreed to pay to their debt. Now pay it. Here's another one. A lot of student loans are privately held, such as people that don't qualify for government loans. That's true, too. So those people will not be included. Bobby, I partially agree with Governor Sanders' remarks about student loan relief and who should have to pay for it. Yes, the colleges and universities that created a bunch of worthless degree programs should have to pay. However, let out the true culprits, all the U.S. congressional members who created the debacle when they forced banks and credit unions to make loans available to people who had no collateral and no means of paying them back, along with their banking friends and their supporters that urged them to do it and make student loans non-refundable. And you know what? That's you go along with the last housing crisis we had in 2008. A lot of it was because of Congress. A lot of problems we deal with are because of good intentions from Congress. Here's another text. Follow the money. How many in Congress are investors in these student loans programs? And this one, sure, they get paid back. I also saw something else, too, by the way. The number of D.C. staffers who have massive amounts of student loans. They're saying that probably the city that will have the most amount forgiven in the United States is going to be Washington, D.C. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Sorry about that. We'll hear from them in just a minute here. First, there is a UWS student, first day of school, got struck by lightning, and I couldn't believe it. Well, she's doing better, recovering after being struck by lightning on the first day of classes, so that's a very positive story right there. It's a miracle she survived, and glad she's getting better.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand. You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring. Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well,
it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. When it comes to our sports hit, we got that coming up here. We got some more text of people wanting to weigh in. There's the, we were talking about this student loan forgiveness. And I was just saying, since yesterday's show, when I kind of went over a lot of the details and everything, the people I've run into all day today and last night, the feedback I've gotten almost 100% has been, this is crazy. What happens to me who paid off my student loans? How does this benefit me? How does it benefit the millions more Americans who worked hard to pay off their student loans or worked hard using multiple jobs so they didn't even have to get student loans in the first place, so they worked hard while they were going to college? I'm like, I don't know what happens. I'll tell you what happens to you. Your taxes are going to pay for the other people's student loans. I don't know what to tell you. But there's one other angle that I got from a few people, which is this doesn't go far enough. I have $50,000 worth of student loans. $10,000 is not enough. We got a text here of somebody else pointing out that a lot of student loans are held privately. They're not backed by the government, and therefore, they won't be getting any loan forgiveness. Oh, yeah. Didn't think about that. That's very interesting. Here's one. AOC will be celebrating her newfound windfall on the Twitter and the TikTok very soon, no doubt. Oh, I'm sure she's got her student loans paid off by now. She was a struggling bartender there for a while. But for the past few years, she's been making 175 grr per year, right? So surely she managed her money enough to be able to pay off her student loans. So we're going to forgive student loan debt while at the same time continuing to provide student loans. Yes, that's exactly it. That's why we had a text yesterday who said, I'm going to go out and get me a student loan real quick and immediately drop out of school because I could use the $10,000. I was like, yep, youch. The names of all those who have their loans forgiven should be made public. I see what you're trying to do there, but let's face it. Nobody's going to read it. Nobody's going to, like, come on, at work. what they did that with the PPP. Remember that? They started publishing the businesses that got the PPP loan, and then that's when people started finding, like, wait a minute, that business got a Paycheck Protection Program loan. And they make, you know, I know they make a ton of money, and they don't need the extra money, and that's how they were able to uncover some of the fraud that was going on. So, and interesting ideas right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, there is, with your sports, with your top three stories here before we get to your sports, actually, let's do our sports hit, then we'll do top three stories. No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do opposite. I'm all confused. I just realized how late I was for traffic on the fives. So I want to do traffic on the fives, then I'll do top three stories.
Okay. Roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110, not seeing any major slowdowns. You'll see some congestion right around Pine Forest in the westbound direction on I-10. Looking good on 29 and 90, though, throughout Pensacola. You have your everyday traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Checking in clear. And you'll see some slowdowns at Sorrento as you're meeting Bauer in the eastbound direction. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the five-ish-ish.
Yeah, five-ish-ish on this one. My bad. Top three stories here for you. A redacted Mar-a-Lago search warrant, search affidavit will be released by noon on Friday. The IRS is going to refund a very welcome $1.2 billion in late filing fees for 2019 and 2020 late filers. And the Biden administration moves to formalize DACA and shield it from legal protections. All righty. Bryce Harper, the former MVP for the Phillies, he plays for the Phillies now. He's going to return to the Phillies as the team continues their big playoff push. So he's been injured for quite some time. There was fear at one point he might miss the entire season. Tom Brady will start the preseason finale against the Colts. And an unvaccinated Novak Djokovic will not be able to play in the U.S. Open. Because he's not vaccinated, he can't travel to the United States for the U.S. Open, and he's missed quite a few tournaments for that same reason. He absolutely refuses to try to be bullied into getting vaccinated. So yeah, there you go, right there. And some in other sports news, Kurt Busch is going to miss the start of the NASCAR Cup playoffs, and the Rams' Sam Darnold swung his helmet at the Bengals players during a joint practice. Big melee broke out with that. Pensacola Blue Wahoos didn't play last night. It was canceled or postponed because of rain. So they're going to have a delayed start today. They're supposed to play already about 40 minutes ago. But because of the rain, they're going to delay that. They're hoping they can get the field all cleared off, and then they'll play a doubleheader tonight. Of course, we've got a lot of rain, though, so not quite sure. Then let's see here. In Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Cardinals beat the Cubs. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Angels. Right now, the Mariners are beating the Cleveland Guardians 3-1. Then, let's see here. Oh, Little League World Series will be on ESPN tonight. And the Tour Championship in the PGA is going on top of the leaderboard. And round one is Scottie Scheffler at 12 under par. Three strokes behind him is Xander Schauffele and Matt Fitzpatrick. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at the tropics as we're getting all this rain, right? We're getting all this rain. It got me thinking, well, what's going on in the tropics? Well, there's actually two storm systems that are watching. One of them still only has less than a 20% chance of formation into a cyclone in the next 5 days. It is starting to enter into the Caribbean and is headed towards the Yucatan Peninsula. Then the other one is just off the coast of Africa and just headed straight out into, it's like headed towards the Caribbean, but it, you know, it could take a while. And it also only has a 20% chance of formation in the next 5 days. And so I want to give you an update with that. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
An empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stairs creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, a local teacher being praised as a hero today after saving a choking student. That happened this morning over at Beulah Middle School. A student apparently was choking on a piece of candy, and that's when teacher Leanne Jenkins jumped into action, was able to save that student using the Heimlich maneuver. Jenkins has been the school's agriculture teacher for 10 years, apparently also the 2022 Florida FFA Teacher of the Year. So, nice work by her.
All right. It's a... Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio. And I, yeah, congratulations to her. That's awesome. So Friday is National Dog Day. National Dog Day. And with it being National Dog Day, Krispy Kreme's Doggy Donuts. What? That's right. Krispy Kreme's starting to sell Doggy Donuts, a special line of a special line of donuts just for dogs. Now, they did declare these are not formulated to be served as a complete and balanced meal. No, they're still donuts. There is so many things. I don't know what to think. First of all, I guess if you go through the drive-thru and you're, like, getting a donut and then they happen to have a... Like, I do like some places where you go and they'll have treats for dogs. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So I think that is, I was like, okay, if you're going through there, you're getting a donut for you, then you can grab one for the dog too or something like that. So I guess I kind of see that kind of thing. I see more and more businesses starting to do that where they're offering like the treats for the dogs. But I don't know, this is kind of a donut though, a doggy donut. That just seems weird to me. So I don't know. Speaking of which, speaking of the dogs, I saw this report pertaining to dogs. More and more people say they're having full-blown conversations with their dogs, and they have more in-depth conversations with their dogs than with their cats. It's because the cat just walks away from the conversation. So the dog will engage, talk to you a little bit, but the cat's like, you know, I'm done with this. I'm going to go lay down. And so, yeah. And then finally, I had one more of the dog story. Oh, pet friendly cities. Top 10 pet friendly cities: Scottsdale, Arizona; Tampa, Florida came in number 2. Tampa, Florida; Portland, Oregon; St. Louis; Cincinnati; St. Petersburg, Florida; Lexington, Kentucky; Las Vegas; Colorado Springs; and Raleigh, North Carolina. So that's right, 2 of the top 10 pet friendliest cities in the United States, right here in Florida. The places that ranked last, they only looked at the top 100 cities. Places that ranked last: Santa Ana, California; Baltimore, Honolulu, New York, and Chicago. New York kind of surprises me because, man, you go to New York and it's like there's pets everywhere and people are walking their pets all over the place and things like that. So there is, just quite a surprise.
I'm surprised the Florida cities that have a lot of pet friendliness isn't like more South Florida. I feel like whenever I go to South Florida, it's like every restaurant, someone has their dog there, stuff like that. So I don't know. Maybe I haven't been to the Tampa, St. Petersburg area enough, but
yeah, I guess it's must be pet friendly. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We're still seeing some slowdowns on I-10 westbound in between Pine Forest and 29. Still seeing some congestion. We're checking in clear on Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, but nothing really out of the ordinary to slow you down. Still real wet from the rain that we've had throughout the day, so use some caution. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, let me just tell you about the Stepping Out Style Fashion Show. It's the 46th annual Stepping Out Style Fashion Show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation, October 27th. So you got plenty of time. But if you want to go ahead and get tickets now, you can do so. And also, sponsorships are available. So just go to our website, newsradio923.com, to get sponsorship information. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So a new dating trend. I'm gonna ask Gracie about this here. The single lady that she is here. Apparently, new dating trend. People are renting U-Hauls, U-Haul trucks. They go out and get a dinner, and then they just hang out in the back of the U-Haul. Have you seen this happening?
I haven't seen this, but I looked when I saw this was a sign of the apocalypse. I was like, okay, let me look at this. Mm-hmm. I look at it. I mean, I get that it's like you rent a U-Haul truck that's a truck, not like a moving truck, but like a pickup truck. And then you do that. So I've seen people do dates like that, but just date a guy who has a truck. If he doesn't have a truck, don't date him.
Yeah. Well, with the U-Haul truck, you got a nice big space, I guess, and it's enclosed. So if it rains, you're good. You don't have to worry about it. But you know what this reminds me of, though, for real? Cause at first, I was like, what in the world? What was people renting U-Hauls? Because it's like $20 to rent a U-Haul or something like this. So they're renting the U-Haul, and then they're like decking it out to have a little picnic inside the U-Haul. But then I'm thinking, one part of it about this, though, is I miss drive-in theaters. Have you ever been to a drive-in theater?
There's one in Central Florida that I've been to. But that's the only time I've been to it. So. We need more.
We need more. I think they need to come back out with them. Especially because nowadays with the technology, you can run the audio through your car stereo.
Yeah.
So, because when I was young, going to a drive-in theater, there was like a little speaker. You had to like pull off the thing and you put it on your window. And you would just like listen to it that way. And it was a terrible speaker. And so you could hardly hear it. It was like all staticky and stuff. It was bad. Now, the movie theaters... The last one I went to years ago, but they were forced to upgrade to digital reels as well. So the screen view is really nice, and now you can use the speakers in your car. And so, yeah, I'm like, bring it back.
Yeah, I don't know how this one that I went to went, but it was like you turned it to a certain radio station, and that radio station was playing the movie. So I don't know how they got that to work, but it was pretty cool, and it definitely helped being able to play it through the car.
Got somebody here saying about the U-Haul dates. Hey, if you got to go cross country, it's cheaper to rent a U-Haul and camp in the back than stop in hotels. Well, there you got that too. I like the way you think. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.